This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Parshas Shmos begins with the Gullus of Mitzrayim. And even in the beginning, the Torah already starts to plant that the Geula is already being seeded. The Zriya, the seeds of the Geula already planted. The Pasuk says in Perik Beis, Pasuk Chav Gimel, Vahi Bayomim Horabim Ohem Vayomos Melech Mitzrayim Vayeonchu B'nei Yisrael Min Avoid Vayizoku. Tremendous amount of work, so Anocha is a sigh, and they screamed out, Vatal Shavosim Elohim Min Avoida. And the Pasuk continues, Vayishma Elohim Es Nakosam Vayizkor Elohim Es Brisoi Es Avraham, Es Yitzchak, Ves Yaakov. So the Torah writes clearly that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is listening. He's listening. Anocha, Zaoka, Shava. These are all expressions of screaming, crying, pain. Tefillah. It's not mentioned here, the word tefillah. Vayeonchu b'nei Yisrael is min ha'avoida. Vatal shavosim elohikim v'aytum min ha'avoida. Vayishm elohikim es nakosam. They were screaming. These are all expressions, lishenis, of crying out from pain. We still don't hear clearly in the pasuk a tefillah. Anusach haloshna tefillah, which brings the rishonim to explain. It's not so posh that they even davened, that the psukim are referring to tefillah. You look at the sipur and he says clearly, Zaaka is min a cave, lave, alav idosam. Vatal shavosim elolikim, says the sipur, neloi bishvil tshuvosam utfilosam. The crying wasn't tshuva, it wasn't tefillah, says the sipur. The tzara. And l'chayritz meduik in the pasik. Ayyanchu b'nei Yisrael min ha'avayda. Vatal shavosim elolikim min ha'avayda. Pasuk clearly seems to say it's coming from the tzara, from being overworked. Not a tefillah to Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Yet the Sipurna throws in, Vayishma Elohim es nakosam, tefillas ktsosam. Some did daven. Zezok the Sipurna, a few davened. Who? The tzadiki ador. Stika, Zezok the Sipurna, the tzadiki ador davened. We're just screaming from pain. It's interesting, you look at the Ramban. The Ramban says it's klar, these are in yonim of tefillah. To the point that he says, like the Ramban, how much times the Torah is emphasizing that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is hearing and he's listening. Vayishma Elohim es nakosam, vayishka Elohim es brisa, vayeda Elohim, vayeda Elohim, ki adati es machayvav. Ramban quotes all these many psukim. Sokta Ramban, ki af al pi, shenishlam azman, shenigzar aleyem, loy hayaruyim lihigayel. And even though the time was came for the Geula to be, but they still didn't merit the Geula till they did tefillah. K'moish mefurasai deyecheskel elibnei hatzaaka kibel tefilasam birachamov. So the Ramban learns clearly that this were in yonim of tefillah. These were in yonim of tefillah that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam listened to. Shtal tzafah de kasha. So why didn't the pasuk write it? Why does the pasuk mask it with the tzaka, naka? What's taka the pshat? You take a look at the Arachayim. He says, Taka bo pshatim, matal savasim elokim. You could say it means taka from the pain. Then he says the second pshat, that it's tefillah. Why taka doesn't it say clearly in the pasuk? As the mifkedavent. Well, as it's made tefillah. Favaz only chtein klar in the teire. Why you spalalu mitkedavent? It's your dua from the Sifri that there are 10 lishenis of tefillah. Famous Shimshin Pinchas Eich Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha. Chusla Yagin Aleinu, really good tzadik. But a whole sefer on these 10 lishenis. This we could work on for months and months. Meir Dike Teichin. But the Sifri is a Yaduadika Sifri that there's 10 Lashainis, Asara Lashainis, Shaltfila, Zaka, Shava, Naka, Tzara, Rina, Pgia, Nipul, Pilul, Atira, Amida, Chilul, Chinun. I've always asked the Kasha, that's 12, if you count out the numbers, just all you have to do is add 2 to the 10 that are your fingers, and you'll notice there are 12 there. 12 Lashainis. Why does the Medrash, the Chazal, the Sifri speak about Asar L'Shoinis? I won't answer this today. I won't go into it today. Sagut Ar Rabbi say, Bal Kol Panim, 10 and maybe 12. And these are the Mekoyles. It's coming from these Psukim. Shavo, Nako, Zoko. But these are L'Shoinis of Tefillah. So what's taka pshat in the pasuk? If it means tefillah, why does it have to say min ha'aveda? Just say mitkidavint. What's it's coming from the aveda? Why is spalu mitkidavint? And oichid midafregin rabbi say, what does it mean vatal shavosam? It went up. They davened to rebein shleilam. What does it mean it went up? So I always learned the pshat is. There was no mechitza. We all know there's a yonim of kitrug and mechitza, mafsekis. Sometimes tefillahs can't get through. Shari d'moyis loin and alu. They always get through. So it's an inyan of vatal. The taka went up. The taka got to the kiyus yakov. L'chayret daf nzogin. That's the chidush. If you learn the taich, shavosa means tefillah. Then vatal means it got to the kiyus yakov. It reached. Rather found this year, Baruch Hashem, in the Maral, in Gvuras Hashem, Perik Nundali, the Ritaka says this word of Atal, that there was no Mechitza, but he explains the whole Pasuk so beautifully. He says there's 3 Lashainis of Geula, I'm sorry, of Tefillah, in the Psukim, and each addresses a different Akuda, says the Maral. Vayizaku, Tsar. Tzar b'chol aleif, tefillah needs to come from the depth, full from the heart. Mimamakim prosicha Hashem. So that's the first nekuda of Ayizaku zok demaral. She itztaru and it should be b'chol aleif. The vatal says the maral, no kitrugim. Kitrug means that there's blockages, malachim that come and say, don't accept the tefillah. Don't accept it. Go straight up. And Vayishma Elokim es nakasam zok demaral eis ratzon. He says, in order for a tefillah to be accepted, he says, these are the 3 yesaidis. Meir de kamaral habesai. Vayizaku, to come from deep, from the entire heart. Vatal, that there can't be any ketrugim. Vayishma, that it should be Neis Ratzon, that the Rebbeinu Shem should listen, and all 3 were there at that present time, and the Pasuk is telling us, that's why Vayishkar Elokim as Brisoi. A place I'd like to either add or explain, it's a big sugya, I want to give a little bit of an insight into the 3 Lashainis and the Pasuk that we just learned. In Zohar, in this week's Parsha, the Zohar says that Sha'ava is actually the greatest level of all tefillahs of Sha'ava. And the Mzoyer goes on to explain all the schusim and all the tzoyis of the level of tefillah of Shavu. What is Shavu? Says the Zohar Chiddush that Shavu is actually not even tefillah. Shavu is without words. Shavu is not in the context of tefillah. Meir the Chiddush. A peladik Zohar Rabbi said. Tefillah, you know, it has its gedorim. Tefillah has its seder. Shavu, what? We will go further into it, but let's begin step by step. That Shavu is out of the context of what we call normal tefillah. Yet, says the Zohar, that it is the greatest form of tefillah, and it's the most nisgabel. And the Zohar explains why, because Be'ikir comes from the lev. Shavu comes from the lev. Habesai, I'd like to talk about that today a little bit. The lave of tefillah. What is the lave? What role does the lave play in tefillah? It's interesting. We all know that tefillah is called avodah shebelev. Ula'avdei b'chol levavchem, ezei avodah shebelev is tefillah. What is the avodah shelev of tefillah? I want to tell you something interesting, Rabbi said. There's a medrash that Shibayli Aleket brings down. It's a medrash. The medrash says that when the Malachim saw that the Rebbeinu Shleilam, Vayeonchu b'nei Yisrael, Vayezaku, Vatal Shavosom Elolikim, says the medrash, the Malachim broke out in praise of the Rebbeinu Shleilam. They said, Baruch Shemei Atfilah. Yeah, Rabbi said. And notice it doesn't even say Vayishma Lakim is not custom in that medrash. That chelik of the pasuk is not mentioned in the medrash. The medrash that the Shibayli Aleket brings is just the beginning part. Vayonchu, Vayizaku, and Vatal Shavosum. Baruch Shemeyat Fila. Rabbi said, let me tell you what I believe the pshat in this medrash is. I hold it's emes l'amitay. Tefillah is beyond what we say. Tefillah is beyond the external, where no malach could even reach. It's only the Rebbeinu Shleilam who's yedeya, Rebbeinu Shleilam who knows what's belev ha'adam, is able to reach in and read belev ha'adam. Shavu, Anocha, what is it? It's a min avodah. It's just that there was work. Yet the Rebbeinu Shlom understood the tefillah that was in it. Fatal Shavosom Elikim min avodah. It was min avodah. Yet the Rebbeinu Shlom Vayishma Elikim es nakosom. He heard the tefillah that was in it. When the Malachim saw that, they said, Baruch Shemeya Tefillah. How great is the Bayre Olam, who's able to read like you read a sonogram, like you read an x-ray, an MRI. Bayre Shem's able to pinpoint and read what's in the lave. And the Malachim are enthralled by this. The Malachim see Meredik, the godless of the Bayre Olam. The person expressed himself as pain. Yet the Rebbeinu Shleilam reads the lave and he hears what's in the lave. I've told this to you about the shofar. Ki ata shemea kol shofar u'mazin trua vein doyim l'cha baruch ata Hashem shemea kol trua asam Yisrael. It's all over the place. Ki ata shemea kol shofar mazin trua vein doyim l'cha. Baruch Ata Hashem, Shemeh, Kail Trua Asamay. Is it Kail Shofar? Is it true? It's all over the place. And I'm saying it quickly, because I mentioned in the past and also time, it's not a Shoshana time, but Mitzvah Hashem will repeat it by Rosh Hashanah time, because Ameya Dikavat. And the Pshat is there's a Shemeya Kel Shaifer, but in the Kel Shaifer. The Bnei Shalom is Mazin. Mazin is from close. Hazinu Hashemayim Vadabero. Hazinu is always Malbim Mefarshim explain from close. The Bnei Shalom listens closely to what? To the Trua. The broken within the Kel Shaifer. The Ein Doim Elecha. In this, there is nothing, nobody like the Beir Ha'ilam is able to get in there and read it properly. Baruch Atah Hashem Shemeya Koyl Truas Amoy Yisrael Berachami Klal Yisrael's Trua, it's a different Trua. The Tefillah is a different Tefillah. It comes with so much lave and so much hergish and so much love and so much bitachon in the Rebbeinu Shleilam. And the Malachim here in this Pasuk are pronouncing the same bracha. Baruch Ata Hashem Shemeya Tefillah. And the Rabbi Yishlam hears Tefillah. There's a Medrash Rabbeisai that explains that the three Lashonis of the Pasuk is actually three different Nyanim. Za'aka is about mammon, gazlu m'mayinim, that they stole their money. Shava is from the shibud, like the pasuk says. And Naka is about harigas tapam. They were killing the children. So it's interesting. Naka, and the Medrash brings psukim for this, that the Za'aka is about mammon, Shava is about shibud, Naka is about the children. What are the three Lashonis? And I think Rabbi Isai, the Pshat is Meiridik. With every tefillah and every word, the hergation that you put to it, change the tefillah to what it is. There are many expressions of hergation. And I believe that's the Yud Lashonis, the 10 or 12 Lashonis. The tefillah might be standard. But it's what you put into the tefillah, it's the lave, it's the hergation that you put into it that changes what the tefillah is. Does it a zak? Is it a shava? Is it a rino? Is it a pilul? Is it an amida? There's a standard, but then what do you do with that? It's what you put into it, is what it becomes. There's an interesting Rabbeinu Yaina. Hasidim Arishainim Ayishayin Shayachas. They would wait 1 hour. Kidei Shiitaru Libom Lashamayim. The wash of the Gemara is Shechavnu Libom Lamokim. It's two different Chazal, and let's call it the Mishnah that Rabbi Yain is on. That Hasidim Arishainim used to wait and prepare themselves. Shechavnu Libom Lamokim. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, it doesn't say Shechavnu Libom Batfilo. She said, "But tefila." No, it's shichamnu libam lamokay to the Eibush. What says Rabbeinu Yain and Gemara Brachis on that Mishnah? Taras halev. They worked on themselves, their midas, because it's essential for the tefila, the taharas halev. Now, why is it so? Why is it so, Rabbi Yisai? Why is it important that the lave should be polished? It speaks about not having tivus. That's what Rabbi Yehuda speaks about. Other aveiros, clean them, cleanse the lave before you daven. Why? Shechavnu is not but tefillah, but it's lamakim. Why? And the way we explain in tefillah, it's so beautiful. Because it's the lave that creates what the tefillah is. The avoid is actually avoidah shebelev. Lefi the tahira, lefi the cleanliness of the neshama, of the lev, that is the tefillah. And therefore Rabbeinu Yaina says, internally we have to work on what's going on inside when we daven. Because it's not the external words that we use, but it's the mensch, the lev. It's what's belayed, that what's going on inside him. And therefore, tahayro, midas, Yerushalayim. This all goes into the inyan of the tefillah itself. And I have a meridika raya, Rabbi, say to this. The Gemara in Saita, Daf Mamalif from the Bay, says that if someone who has chanifa ain't tefillah in yishmas. Maybe she doesn't list his tefillah. Says the Maral, why? In Kedushi HaGadis. Zok the Maral, say a poshit. Their chanif is an external person. He's external. Inside, his heart is saying one thing and his mouth is saying something different. Tefillah, the Rabbi Hashem says, I'm not looking for what's on your lips. I'm looking for what's inside. And therefore the chaynif, the Rabbi Hashem says, I can't be accepted your tefillah. I don't know what's going on inside. You have a habit of saying one thing and in your heart meaning something else. This is a raya, Rabbi Yisai, to this Yisai. Now I understand pshat in the pasuk. Shivchi kamayim libech noichach pnei Hashem. It's going on tefillah. You see that the tefillah is a chelik, the hearts, shtike from the hearts, ver the tefillah alein. You see, shivchi kamayim libech. It's the heart that becomes the tefillah. Pieces of the heart go up through the tefillah. Shivchi kamayim libech. Noichach pnei Hashem. That is tefillah. The lesson, Rabbi Yisai, with a nice, and I will end. Tefillah zayim de beru mishalayla. It takes work. Maybe a whole life's work to learn how to daven. Not that easy. It's not easy, that place. It's dvarim sha'im de berum mishalaylam de'adam zazlim behem. Because it takes a lot of inner work. It's called an avoida. It's an avoida shebelev. There's a lot of work that's needed internally. And that's where the tefillah lays. And that's where the kunz v'mezakt is, to internalize the tefillah instead of externalize. And I'll tell you a ma'aser, Rabbi Yisai. I'll tell you a beautiful ma'aser. Izeda told me that in Radin, a Rebbe came. Rebbe came to Radin. Rebbe's when they daven, and again, don't get me wrong, I'll say how Reb Shalom Shvadron used to say over. Whenever he would give Musar, he would say, Mir kemenit chayshe zayin, yivzavtach v'yatzma p'kani v'karev m'shichay. I also, Rabbi, used to say, v'yatzma p'kani v'karev m'shichay. So, me, you can't be chayshish. Me, every year, there's myridik. So, take it for what you understand. I don't mean anything. The Rebbe, he was and making noise during davening, you know. A Rebbe should davening. The son of the Chafetz Chaim went over to this Rebbe and asked him, I don't understand. Are you asking my father's the Gadol Hador? He says, yes. Do you see how my father davens? It's quiet. He doesn't move. If you wouldn't look at his lips, you would hardly even know he's saying any words. And I remember Ramesha Zechet Tzadik Levrach, the God Ladad, the Rashbagag, Ramesha Feinstein. I used to study his tefillah. He would stand without any motion whatsoever. Like a board. And I always thought, Ema, Yira, and then I started to realize, Libi b'mizrach v'ani b'seif mayrith. Ramesh's neshama, Ramesh's lev, was all over the place. It was in the tefillah. Externally, there was nothing there. You couldn't see anything. The lev was soyer. I studied it for a very long time, Ravosha's davening. And I can imagine what the Chofetz Chaim's tefillah was like. And this person is davening loud and making noise. So the son is asking, look at my father's tefillah. So the Rebbe answered with such merit and chachma. And you know what he said? He said, take a person and throw him into a pool. If he knows how to swim, quietly he swims there and he swims back. If he doesn't know how to swim, making all these noises. And so he said, the Chofetz Chaim, he knows how to daven. Like the swimmer who knows how to swim. He went back to the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim humbly said, I'm not telling you, we have to do even more than just bang and clap. But the inside of it is Sa'ara, feel is internal, something that we have to work on. And the Rebbeinu Shleilim reads that. The irrigation that we have during the davening, maybe even more so than the words that we say. As they learned from their parsha, davening is an avodah shebelev, hergeishim, love of the Eibishter, to mechaven on every word. It's a big avodah. It takes a whole life maybe to get there. But this is the vatal shavasam elikim mina avodah. The Rebbeinu is listening. He's listening to what's behind the words. This is the chayrud, what I feel, the psukim, the different lashaynus. And this we find is the gula. The Rebbeinu Shleil, Vayizkar Elikim is Brises Avram, and see Vayar Elikim is Bnei Yisrael, Vayed Elikim, all the Nishayas of the Yom Kippur.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.